Welcome to Classical Companion. I'm Diane Jones, and over the next weeks and months, I'll be chatting with artists and musicians throughout the region about the music they turn to in these challenging times. Today, I'm so fortunate to have my friend Eric Kibblesbeck on the phone. Eric is with the Onondaga Civic Symphony Orchestra. He is their music director, and he sent me a marvelous list. Eric, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I know you had a bit of a busy weekend. You were getting things. This is the life that we have now, trying to get ready for a virtual Easter service this past weekend. How did that go?
It went well. In one of my other lives here in Ithaca, I'm a music director at a Lutheran church, and we are doing Zoom services, and Zoom doesn't like audio very much, at least not organs. And so I've been pre-recording things from my home organ to be inserted into the service and learning how to layer voices on top of the organ.
Yeah.
It was just as busy a Holy Week as ever, it seemed like.
Well, I also want to check in. How is Onondaga Civic Symphony Orchestra holding up? You've had to make cancellations for the remainder of the season.
We're taking the wait and see approach, I think, that everyone else is. So, unfortunately, we canceled our Irish Pops concert, I think, the day or two before it was to go on, because we just realized it would be irresponsible. And then, of course, our May concert is just really, it looks like that's gone too. And we may come up with something over the summer. We'll see. We just have to wait and see how this all plays out.
Take it a day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love the list of music that you've sent for us to share with the listeners. Before we talk about specific pieces, what were you looking for in the list as a whole? What were you looking for in the music that you chose?
Well, when you asked me this, two different streams came to mind. One is the kind of music that I turn to when I just need to really unwind, center, ground, all those kinds of things. And for me, even though you asked me here as an orchestral conductor, for me it's the choral side that really that I really gravitate to, and particularly this music, the group Voces Eight, a British choral group of, oddly enough, eight singers. It just has such an amazing sound. It's pure and clear and so expressive and just floats out, and I just really resonate with it.
Well, that is who you've concentrated on for the first half of the music that you've sent. Let's talk a little bit about the individual pieces. The first one is this Edward Elgar Lux Aeterna, based on Nimrod from the Enigma Variations, if I'm correct.
Yes, absolutely. And that turns up later on the list in the orchestral version as well. I'm not sure what to say about it other than I'm not even sure who arranged it and took the Lux Aeterna words and put them to that music. But it's certainly just a reimagining in a choral form of that just ever so gorgeous music.
Well, let's jump in and take a listen. This is Voces 8 with Lux Aeterna, set to Edward Elgar's Nimrod from his Enigma Variations. You're right, that's just a beautiful setting of that, and that's an unexpected setting of it as well, but the ensemble does such an incredibly good job.
Mm-hmm. I was fortunate to actually host them in person in the other thread of my life, which is the concert manager for the Ithaca College School of Music, and they're just such wonderful, gracious folks, and then they open their mouths and sing, and you just sort of stand there and can't really do anything else except have your mouth hang open a little bit.
Barry Torres from Schola Cantorum actually was another guest, and he said that Voces 8 is, in his opinion, the best a cappella group ever.
I can't say that I've listened to all of them, but I would not dispute that statement for a moment.
Well, we have more from them. This is a work from John Taverner. Tell us a little about this piece.
I just think it's beautiful. I don't even know the story of the text. It's just beautiful. That's all I got, I'm afraid.
That's all right, because that's a lot of what carries us through, is just absolutely beautiful music. Well, the piece is called Mother of God, Here I Stand. This is Voces 8. Last work from Voces 8 is a Rachmaninoff work. Is it the same for you, just the beauty of the piece that pulls you in?
Yes. Yes. And this, when they performed this at the college and I was standing backstage, my house manager my student employee that was helping to run the concert, definitely got to find out what makes tears stream down my face.
Oh, this is one of the things that we're finding is so much of what moves us are our memories and the power of music. Let's take a listen to this Borogodice Djevo from Sergei Rachmaninoff. Once again, here is Voces 8. Well, that's kind of a quick tour through the first half of your list, these beautiful choral works, all from Voces 8. The second half of your list is a very different set of memories. This is more orchestral.
These are just really good memories of things that the Onondaga Civic Symphony has done over the years. I have no idea what my favorite memories are, but these were just some that kind of surfaced as special moments, and what's the first one? The Elgar?
The Elgar, the Enigma Variations. We're getting back to the Enigma Variations. So talk about the memory with OCSO from the Enigma Variations.
Well, the first time I encountered the piece was with the Philadelphia Orchestra at their summer residency when I was in the 1987 or 88 School of Orchestral Studies as a high school student. And David Zinman was conducting, and we had the high school orchestra had been seated in the front couple rows of the big shed there at Saratoga. And I just remember being completely transfixed by this piece, especially, you know, once Nimrod to the End happened, that amazing variation. I remember those so distinctly, the clarinet solos that were barely audible yet filled the room. And it's just such an exciting finale. That I think this may be one of the times that I've actually jumped up and clapped before a piece was over, which I was not alone, I assure you. But certainly marvelous music. Yeah, and the working with the Onondaga Civic Symphony on this was just a tremendous pleasure. Bring that to life.
Let's take a listen to some of the Enigma variations of Sir Edward Elgar. One of the things I like about the Onondaga Civic Symphony Orchestra is the collaborations with soloists. And you have a couple of pieces from Ray Vaughan Williams that include soloists. So I'm sure there's some marvelous memories of OCSO with these. You've got five mystical songs. Talk us through these.
Yes, the collaborator, the baritone soloist, was Brad Huffam that we worked with, who is a member of the voice faculty at the college where I and my days, or usually spend my days, and the choral parts were provided by the Master's Touch Chorale under the direction of Warren Audi for that. Again, I have a bent for English music, British music, and being in Britain, and when I travel, that's my first choice destination, and so I just resonate with it somehow, so this was a very fond memory. And then the other Vaughan Williams piece, The Lark Ascending, which certainly fits the vibe of grounding music, and we featured a member of the orchestra at the time as our soloist in that one.
Let's take a listen. We've got music of Ray Vaughan Williams for you from his five mystical songs and also The Lark Ascending, memories of the Onondaga Civic Symphony Orchestra. That's one of the things I love about OCSO is you have guests, but you also feature the folks from within the orchestra as well, because it's an incredibly talented group.
Well, and perhaps your listeners don't know that you would know personally, because you are one of our call upon extra flutists, substitute flutists. And so we've been most grateful to you for filling in on occasion. But you're right. There's so many wonderful players in the group, and we've tried to feature them throughout the years, as well as bring in folks from around the region. It's a wonderful orchestra to be with. People sometimes say to me, "Why do you drive up and back an hour every Monday for 20 years?" And indeed, this has been 19 full seasons. And I say it's entirely worth it. I love working with the enthusiastic amateur, and I say that in the best possible sense of that word. It's always so energizing. Sometimes a Monday at work is, oh gosh, I have to go to orchestra. But as soon as I get there and the energy, people start coming in the room and the energy builds up and then we start making music together, all that other stuff is forgotten. And it's such a tremendous joy.
Well, the last two works that you have on your playlist are symphonies. Tell us what's so special to you about the Mendelssohn Symphony No. 5.
So a few years ago, the world observed the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses. And since I serve a Lutheran church, we were definitely making a commemoration of that event. And it was the great joy to have the orchestra participate in that, both by performing in Syracuse. And one time they did a run out to Ithaca.
Wow.
And we did the Bach Ein Feste Burg Cantata, a couple of snippets from the B minor Mass, and then the Mendelssohn Reformation Symphony. There was something personal about this for me. It was just the fact that the orchestra had kindly traipsed down the road to Ithaca. And it was our second performance of the concert in Ithaca. And, you know, sometimes that second performance, it just, which we don't do as often as we should, perhaps, that you kind of forget about some of the technical things and it becomes much more about the music. And I just remember that being truly splendid and a wonderful experience. Very grateful for.
That kind of opening night jitters goes away and everyone just immerses in the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, here is Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 5. There's something so special about sharing these and the stories that come with them because it moves us. I think it's the memories of the music, of the situations in which we experience this music as much as the music itself that touches our hearts.
Yes.
You have one more work on the program, and this is another symphony, this one from Charles Gounod. What is it that,
yes,
that drew you to this one?
Well, I just thought, let's throw something youthful and bright and cheerful on here. And so often when you think of really youthful symphonies, certainly Mendelssohn, some of his young symphonies come to mind, or Mozart, but the Bizet Symphony in C comes to mind, and we have done that. But that was based on Gounod, his teacher's symphony earlier, that had been written earlier. And I think there are a lot of parallels, and I think it just has, it's just bright and delightful and useful and positive. So that's why it landed on the list.
Let's take a listen to this bright and youthful symphony from Charles Gounod.
Thank you.
Well, it's been such an eclectic array of music that you've brought to us, and I love the unexpectedness that you brought with the choral works, because folks do expect these orchestral conductors to do only orchestral music. So thank you for the additional choral works. Before I let you go, I'd love to just ask you if there's anything you'd want to leave with us, anything about the music or about music in the community before we part ways today.
Well, I have said on previous occasions that I think music is so essential. A professional orchestra in Syracuse is so essential. An amateur orchestra in a city is so essential. They are not exclusive in any way. They complement each other. I think people making music throughout their lifetimes, in addition to whatever they focus on for their professions, it's just the best thing. And that's why, as I say, I'll be heading into season number 20 next year, and I'm just as enthusiastic about it as ever.
Well, Eric Kibblesbeck is the music director with the Onondaga Civic Symphony Orchestra. Eric, once again, thank you so much for sharing this music with us and sharing a little of this uplifting hope for us during these times.
You're welcome, and thank you.